Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, folks. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show live. Here we go. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Check this out. Bam.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, it's a big show. If you're there in the live feed, please share this around everywhere. Let everybody know what's shaking, what we're talking about. So we're fighting infanticide. We are fighting it, so check this out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
You have to go here and with us.
I'd never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
.com. DaveBrayUSA.com. We'll be playing his version of the Star Spangled Banner, as always, at the end of the show. Maybe at the bottom half of the hour, we'll play Last Call, or we'll play Into the Fire. He's got some great stuff. It's Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today. Don't miss it. He's doing great things, ladies and gentlemen. He's a fine patriot. Loves his country, served his country, and now brings the most patriotic rock and roll show anywhere. There you go. I had to mute that. All right, folks, without further ado, I want to kick this show off, and you want to make sure you get over to LibertyRush.com also. That's social media without the liberal rhetoric, the leftist manic mania, the craziness on the left, those who would want to take the life of a newborn, make him comfortable there on the table, or her comfortable on the table while there's a discussion. We will resuscitate this child if the mother would so wish. You know, and if she feels she can't handle it, then, you know. It's not murder. That's an abortion. You know, the kid's there on the table, not really alive or anything yet. It's crazy that these people are thinking like this. Where have we gone as a country when anybody would think that this is okay? when at 20, 24 weeks, babies can survive. It's crazy, but it's true. In my view, and I know I get hammered all the time. Well, you have no right as a man to speak your mind on what you think about abortion. Yes, I do. I can have an opinion. I live in America, the land of the free, where I celebrate and love the First Amendment to the Constitution that protects my right, given to me by God. The Constitution doesn't give me the rights. It protects the rights given to me by my God. It's a protector, not a giver of rights. And so I enjoy my free speech. And my thing is this. There's a heartbeat. I fully believe the heartbeat bill is that's the max. Because, folks, we have it. It's here. Now, if you get rid of this industry, people are going to be like, I know where I grew up in towns up north where there would be dentists in the basement that were illegal aliens with no license to practice in America. They had a license back at home. They came to America, and they have underground dentistry, some of which are very good dentists. You know, they're doing good work, but they're unlicensed. They're hiding in the shadows, and they are causing a lot of problems because they don't have the proper sanitation and things like that, and there's infections and things that are going down, and people are actually, some people are getting hurt. And this is just exactly what would happen, I believe, if they outlawed Roe v. Wade and got rid of abortion 1,000%. But I do believe that when a heart is beating, that is life. If it's this big or if it's an old fart like me, heartbeat is life. When do they declare a person dead on the operating table or on the scene of a wreck? When there's no pulse and the heart is not beating, that is death. So obviously, the beginning of life, in the very least, even though the division and growth and separation and of cells from the very first meeting of the egg and the sperm is life because it's now forming, heartbeat would be where I would say, for sure, you can no longer have an abortion. There has to be a time frame. And of course, they say if the mother is in distress and the mother might not make it, well, how old's mom? Is she 36 and already lived half a life? Is she having a late life abortion? Pregnancy? Is she 40? She already lived 40 years? I don't know. Maybe you want to save the baby. I don't know. Just say it. No, there's a daddy there to take care of the baby. Mom already lived 40 years. I don't know. But we're bringing our guest right now. There's my opinions, folks, and I speak freely. This is a constitutional radio show, Patriot Nation radio show, for crying out loud, and that's not nothing about football. Mr. Kraft gets busted in a sex trafficking prostitution situation in South Florida. What's wrong with these people? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Claire Colwell. She is a survivor of an abortion, I believe, some 30-plus years ago. Claire, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. You can see I'm pretty passionate about this topic. You know?
I appreciate that.
Now, there's a movie that's coming out here real soon. It's called Unplanned. Have you heard of it?
Yes. It is about a good friend of mine, Abby Johnson, who ran an abortion clinic for 8 years. And one day she witnessed an ultrasound-guided abortion and saw what the abortion did to that unborn baby. And she walked out and never looked back. And she is now speaking on behalf of children and women, because she believes from what she saw inside the abortion industry that both deserve better than abortion. So I'm excited to see the movie. Everyone should go see it. It comes out in March.
Well, I believe the public relations director for the movie Unplanned will be joining us here on the 14th. Maybe you want to join. Maybe we can have your friend who the story's about join us too. I don't have her contact. Give her a call. Say, hey, listen, they're doing a show about your movie. Why don't you join me and the PR director for the movie on the 14th of March at 8 o'clock, and we'll really help promote this and really, you know, fight this infanticide insanity that's spreading across the country.
Wonderful. That sounds great. You'll enjoy that.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to make sure I catch the movie. That's very important. It seems like we need to watch it. I seen one video where there was a gentleman, and he was he had one of the tools that they used, and he was putting it on his finger, and he's like, imagine that on a limb, you know, and it's like, oh my God, you know, and what my opinion of this late term stuff is, they're looking at a profit, they're looking at money, I think, when they see a fully term baby and the mother's like, well, you know, and now they can harvest things to maybe save somebody else's life by killing this little infant. Do you think that's a possibility in all this madness? I believe it to be true.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
It's shocking, but it's not at the same time because people no longer care about the truth. I mean, if people cared about the truth, they can look at science and they can look at technology. Every single one of us can. And we can see that the unborn babies are humans. They have a separate beating heart. They have a separate set of DNA. They are a separate life inside of the mother's body. They are not a part of the mother's body as you know, is being claimed when they say it's my body, my choice. No, that is not your body. And so,
right.
There is money to be made, and people no longer care about what is true and right. They care more about what is convenient to them, and that's why we're headed in such a Or that's why we're seeing what we're seeing in our country today. But I think there is hope, and I think that we are upsetting enough people that people are now willing to do something, and people are willing to speak up because they've had enough and they have seen what the people in Washington, D.C. are how far they're willing to go. And like you said, how can you say that a baby that feels pain, that has a heartbeat, that has all of its organs and its body is fully formed, and outside of the womb that baby could live, how can we say that that is not a human being that deserves the right to life?
It's insane. And to hear that there's actually states now that are actually allowing it. And I hear that Governor Brown out in Oregon has said free abortions for everyone. Come on down. You're the next contestant on free abortion. It's sickening. That, like, come on, like, really? And you know
it's
who they direct most of these abortions at, too. They direct the abortions at the lower class, lower income class people. You know, it's they put the Planned Parenthoods in the ghettos. They don't put them in the rich neighborhoods. You ever notice that?
They do have a strategic way of, you know, where they place these abortion facilities. They are placing them in low-income neighborhoods, near universities, near communities that have minority people living there. They are strategically placing these abortion clinics in places where people feel like they have no other option, instead of empowering women to know that they have an option and that they are strong enough to carry a child, go to school, continue their career, have a family, all of those things. Women are capable of doing all of those things, but the abortion industry is telling women that they are not.
How about good old Margaret Sanger, huh? Look at some of the quotes. I had posted a while back, like, her 25 most unbelievable quotes. And guess why they called them her 25 most unbelievable quotes? Because they were freaking unbelievable that this lady would say this stuff.
It's, you know, very scary. It's almost like history replaying itself. We are deciding, just like we did – just like the Holocaust and just like slavery for African Americans, we are deciding who is human and who deserves life. And so this is right now happening to unborn babies. We are deciding who is worthy of being a person and who is not.
I say all the time, right now, the good old United States, the land of the free, makes Hitler's Gestapo and Dr. Angel of Death look like romper room or, you know, some kind of preschool. We are doing the most evil thing to people. And making excuses as to why it's okay. Promiscuity is not a reason to terminate a life. If you're going to be promiscuous and run around and not be safe, there are consequences. And we need to hold ourselves accountable for our mistakes. Who are we to, like, you know, that's it. Sorry, I was out being crazy. I was drinking and I made a mistake. Sorry, you made a mistake. Now you got to live with it. You know, like if a guy goes out and murders somebody. Oh, sorry. You just made a mistake. We could live with it. Go ahead. Go back to work. Don't worry about it. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the crazy part about that is that, you know, it is a consequence in a way to have to become pregnant, but a child should never, the life of a child should never be looked at as a consequence. The life of a child is always a blessing. And, you know, I know that you kind of shared some of my story earlier in promoting tonight, but, you know, I survived my birth mother's abortion. I was actually a twin, and I met my birth mother 9 years ago and found out that this was my story, and this was why I had all of these physical complications growing up. I was born with dislocated hips and club feet and had a body cast on as an infant, as the doctors corrected what that abortion had done to my body. And so I actually pulled my cast out the other day, and I was doing a Facebook Live video on my page, and I was showing this cast to people, and I just thought, you know, this cast represents that I didn't have a choice. But you know what? I bet I wanted one. In fact, I guarantee you that I wanted a choice and that I wanted to live, because I was not my birth mother's body. I was not her choice. I am a woman. And so, you know, this is all about women's rights. You said earlier that you are told all the time that you shouldn't have a voice because this is quote unquote women's rights. And so to the people that say that to you, being a man, I want to say to them, what were my rights as a woman, as an unborn child that grew up to be a woman? What were my rights? And I'm standing before people like you today. I'm 30 years old. You know, I am a woman. And so what were mine? And
a mom.
I appreciate that. And yours, I appreciate that you are speaking up, and I encourage more men to speak up on behalf of women and children, because even if a woman is telling you that she doesn't want you to have an opinion, she does want that man or that significant other in her life or that father figure in her life to speak up for her and to affirm her decisions. And I've talked to women across the country that tell me, if my dad or if my husband or if my boyfriend or if my brother had spoken up for me in my time of need and said, we can do this, I will help you, I support you, that abortion would never have been the option. So I encourage, you to continue.
I fully support rape. You know, if you did it, now you got to do it. You got to be the mom. You got to be the dad. You got to do the right thing. But one of the things in the whole thing, too, that I can't stand is the father never has a voice in any of it, because it's her body. You know, what if he goes borrow it for 9 months and I'll take the kid? You don't have to worry about nothing. I'll take the kid. I'll love the kid. I'll raise the kid and give the kid my values and my thoughts and my ideas and hopefully grow up and raise a great adult. But don't kill it. No way. I want, you know, but they don't give that option. Never. And it's not fair. That's not fair.
It's not.
The father has some culpability in there. He was there too. It was without him, that never would have happened. Well, maybe.
Yeah, there
they
are
would
too
have been
many
another,
forgotten.
Another, you know?
Right.
What about men's rights and the whole thing? They forgot about the men's rights. You're a man. You got no rights. Sorry. Get to work and keep working and zip it. Keep working. That's it. That's all you do. Work, come home, provide. That's all you do. Zip it. You got no say. Well, I got a lot of say. I'm a blabbermouth, and I don't shut up. And I always say, if one day they're going to tell me I can't speak, I'm going to say, sorry, I'm going to speak, and then you're going to throw me in jail. Because I ain't shutting up. Never. I have this document. I show it all the time. Everybody knows I have this document. I keep it closed. It's the Constitution. Oh, everybody should have one. It should be one in your glove box. You should have one in your pocket. That's why they call them pocket constitutions. You know? It's important. And they forget about the rights of men and the whole thing. I'm going to play real quick a clip that I saw that is all the stuff that you mentioned. It's a very good clip. I think you were in Kentucky. SB 9, I believe. I think it was Senate Bill 9 in Kentucky.
Yes.
I believe you, and you were up there speaking up on behalf of the unborn. I believe this is the question.
Claire, oh well, thank you so much for having me. I'd like to take you back 32 years ago to my 13-year-old birth mother's life. My birth mother, Tanya, found herself pregnant in eighth grade. She approached her mother, who said that her only option was abortion. She was told that she wasn't ready to be a mother, and she was taken to have an abortion. They told her after her abortion that her life would go back to normal, but it didn't. 4 weeks after her abortion procedure, she went back to the doctor and found out that her abortion had been successful on one baby, but one baby had survived. That was me. They asked for a second abortion, and they weren't able to do that at this clinic, and they referred her to Kansas, but due to infection, because she had been leaking amniotic fluid, she was turned away for that second abortion. I was born 10 weeks early. I weighed 3 pounds, 2 ounces. My hips were completely dislocated on both sides. I had club feet, and I was in the hospital for 2 months. And over my first 2 years of life, I was in body cast after body cast as the doctors did everything they could to correct what that abortion had done to my body. I still have chronic hip problems and pain from the procedure. I came here today to show you the face of a survivor, an abortion survivor. I am not alone. There are hundreds of us in this country that we know of. We have names, we have faces, we have stories, we are human, we deserve to have a voice and a chance at life. During my birth mother's abortion, my heartbeat was detectable. My heartbeat was a second heartbeat beating inside of my birth mother's body. Ultrasound technology and science would have shown us that I was not part of my birth mother's body. I was a separate human life with a separate DNA and a separate beating heart growing inside of my birth mother's body. My rights were just as important as my birth mother's. My heart beat just as loud as hers. I deserved a chance at life just like any other unborn baby with a beating heart in the womb. Abortion never just takes the life of the unborn baby. I have a daughter named Sadie June who wouldn't be here if that abortion had been successful on my life. If abortion is about women's rights, I would ask you, what were mine? What were my daughter's rights too? As you make your decision and as you vote on this bill, please remember my name, Claire Coldwell. Please remember my daughter's name, Sadie June. You never know who you will be protecting and speaking up for. You don't know what their stories will be or what kind of impact they will grow up to have on our country and on our world. Their heartbeats matter. My heartbeat mattered. My daughter's heartbeat mattered. My beating heart depended on my birth mother's beating heart, just like the unborn babies of Kentucky depend on their mothers. And today, they are depending on you to vote to keep their heart beating. So I'd ask you to vote yes for Senate Bill 9.
There you have it. Now, you go around to and do this in many state houses. Have you been to many debates and spoke up for the unborn in many places? What places have you gone now since you found this all out?
I found out 9 years ago, and I have done about 20 to 30 speaking events. Probably 50 to 100 interviews like this every single year. I'm actually going back tomorrow to Kentucky to testify before the House on the same bill. I have a couple other opportunities in the next couple weeks to testify for other bills similar to this one. And so people are hearing my story. People are hearing the story of a couple other abortion survivors just like myself. In fact, there was an abortion survivor, Melissa Odin, who was in D.C. tonight as the Born Alive Act was voted upon and unfortunately did not pass tonight in the Senate and in Washington, D.C., that would have protected babies like us who are born alive after a failed abortion procedure. So we also were featured on Fox News. We are going to be featured on Fox News again because people need to see our faces. They need to hear our stories. They need to know that babies that survive abortions grow up to be somebody like us.
Amen. And you've grown up, so you seem like you're very well-rounded, respectable, kind, considerate, all-around American patriotic person. Amazing.
Thank you. I have wonderful parents.
And could you imagine, now she's got a daughter too, and there's another beautiful life that has a chance to flourish and be a contributing person to the good of society. Look at this young lady is going around now fighting this because she can give a voice to those that went through it. She's been there. And it's unbelievable that folks would even back this. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't. In a medical emergency, even, I think the baby should live and the mom should maybe. There's other people that take care of the baby. That mom lived already a little while, you know. Some instances, I think, you know, let's save the baby. If I was a mom and I was pregnant and it was a high-risk pregnancy and they gave me the opportunity, hey, if it comes down to it, do we save you or the baby? I would say save the baby. And maybe they should offer that, too. They maybe should have that offer. Maybe they should say, listen, you know, you can, if you want, we can save the baby. You know, one has to go, one has to live. That's the cycle of life. If it's done naturally, the natural thing occurs and someone passes away during the birth, maybe they should have the opportunity to go, okay, I save the baby. Maybe they should have that opportunity. I don't know. But that's kind of like, you know, Dr. Kevorkian kind of, you know, going a little far off the deep end maybe, but, you know, why not? Why not have the option, you know, of the parent being having the option to save the baby? All right, look, save the baby. I'll die. I lived. I'll let me go. Would that be an option? I don't know. That's kind of maybe pushing it a little.
Circumstances, you know, can be so hard. There's so many different outcomes, so many different fears for people, so many different reasons that women feel that abortion can be their only option. The thing about circumstances is that circumstances never change that unborn baby is human and that unborn baby deserves a chance at life.
And, you know, also, this, me and my wife were watching yesterday an old story from an Oprah show. It was a young girl, 15 years old, was pregnant, hid the pregnancy. No one knew she had a baby. She stabbed the baby, stuck it in a duffel bag, and her and her boyfriend threw the baby's body into a quarry. But they got caught. And it was crazy to think that her and her boyfriend were so fearful of the folks, the parents, that they would take such drastic measures. I think parents should say, listen, people make mistakes. If you make that mistake, please tell me. It's okay. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not, you know, I'll be disappointed. I'll be upset, but we'll be okay. We'll get through it. That's what folks need to say. Instead of making the kids so afraid.
That's a great point that you bring up.
Instead of the kids being so afraid to tell their folks, oh my God, I'm pregnant. What am I going to do? And now they're scared to death that they think killing the baby and throwing it away is the only option because they can't get an abortion or something, whatever the case. The parents, you got to tell your kids, you know, when they're growing up, look, if something happens, you get pregnant or you get some girl or you get a girl pregnant, come tell me, you know, we'll work it out. We're a team. We're a family. We're a unit. We're together. We'll get through it. That's our responsibility to make sure the kids aren't afraid to tell us everything in their life. You make them afraid to come home and tell you anything, you won't know. and it could be tragic, like a little girl, a 15-year-old girl, stabbing her baby that she had. It went in the toilet. She took it out of the toilet. It was a horrifying story. The only problem I don't like about the story is the little girl, now she's, 20 years old or something, been in jail for a few years, is trying to act like she's a victim of something. I'm sorry. She's not a victim. Maybe a victim of her own circumstances, but what do you think? Do you think the parents maybe should curb that fear a little bit and maybe their teenagers will tell them instead of doing drastic stuff like that? What do you think, Claire?
Yeah, I think that's a great point that you bring up. So many of us are so afraid to talk about these issues with our kids, and it can be scary. There are a lot of resources out there that can help parents start the conversation. But if you think about it, if you're not talking to your kids, somebody else is. And somebody else is probably telling them something that maybe you wouldn't agree with or you wouldn't want to teach your kids. But if you're lacking in that area, if you're not teaching your kids, they are learning somewhere else. Where are they learning? They're learning at school. They're learning it from the media. They're learning from what they're hearing from their friends. They're learning in all of these places, and I guarantee you what they're learning from other people is not what we would want them to know. We want them to know, but you're right, like you said, we need to be telling our kids that we hope that we raised you well enough that you won't choose these things. You won't, become pregnant at an early age, but if you do, we're here. We love you. We accept you. We will walk through that with you. You can come to us for anything. We need to be talking to our kids about these things. We need to be talking to our kids about the reality of what choosing to have sex at a young age, what that can lead to, what abortion is, what other consequences from that are. They need to know those things realistically, not beating around the bush. Right. So that they can make their decision informed?
I believe that the abortion providers really need to say, look, this can happen. They got to be real. They got to tell the whole story. They can't just be like, look, you'll be fine. We'll do this. Next week, you'll be down the road like nothing ever happened. It'll be fine. No, it shouldn't be like that. It'd be like you're going to have an emotional problem
with the abortion industry.
You're going to have an emotional problem after this. You're going to be depressed. I think every single person who has an abortion goes through depression because they know what they're doing when they go. They understand. People are not stupid. They try to pretend they're ignorant or they don't understand, but they told me it's okay. And, I how do people go into work every day, and that's their job? Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Claire Cola. She survived an abortion. How 30 years, over 30 years ago now, right? Claire, over 30 years ago?
Yes. 31, yes, 31 years ago, I survived my birth mother's abortion.
And her mom at that time was 13 years old, and 9 years ago she met her mom. And folks, we are live on Patriot Nation.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live. 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. This is a whole other side of the story that you don't hear about, that nobody talks about. When's the last time you even heard of someone speaking out who was a survivor of such a thing? And I think it's amazing that you and others are speaking out. I've seen some other videos as well of you with two other girls. I think you mentioned one earlier, and there was a guy with you, and I'm glad you guys are speaking out because the unborn need a voice, and they're not getting one. And this industry, like when you first heard the video of the lady in Virginia when she was pleading her case for the bill she wanted to pass, and then right after that bill she was trying to save some damn caterpillar. Let's save the caterpillar, but kill the babies. When you heard her saying that, what was your thoughts? What would be going through a survivor's mind at that point when you hear this lady's bill that she was proposing? Seriously, like with a straight face, she's actually standing there going, yep, my bill would allow that. What were you thinking?
It's shocking and it's devastating, and it puts a fire in me to continue to share my story, because the only way that I can make someone believing in such extreme abortion laws and leaving a baby to die that survives an abortion is that they truly believe that that is not a person. They truly believe that it's not a human in the same respect that they are human and that they are a person. And so it breaks my heart, because that is those are unborn children that are just like I was, that are just like my twin was, just like my friend Melissa Odin was, who survived a saline infusion abortion. And it's shocking, but it makes me want to share my story, because people need to see what they are talking about. They need to see the face of a survivor to know that we are real, we are human, we exist, we grow up to be somebody, we have stories, and that we matter. And so that they can have a conversion on that issue, because I think back to my life, and the things that really struck me and that stuck with me and that changed my mind were not facts and when people explained some long philosophical or scientific thing, it was personal stories that really changed my mind and changed my heart on things and stuck with me down the road. And so by sharing my story, even after hearing what's going on in our country, in Virginia, in New York, even today with the Born Alive Act that did not pass in the Senate,
right,
that would have protected babies like me that were born alive after abortions, I just have that fire to continue to...
Did President Trump sign that? Did he actually, or did it just pass in the Senate, now it goes to his desk?
No, it did not pass. It failed in the Senate about an hour ago. So we needed, I believe it was like 8 more votes to pass the bill that would protect babies like me that are born alive after a failed abortion procedure, and it failed. So that means that...
Well, what we need right now, what we need for sure right now, is a list of conservative rhino Republicans that voted against it, and make sure that when the next election comes along, they're out. That's
there
it.
Is a
that's,
list
that's
already.
The only way you can
change. I saw Right to Life already put out a list of those senators. So you can look that up and maybe post it on the link below this show tonight.
Yep, we'll get it. I will look for that list and I will get it, and we'll put it on here. And if they're in your district, even if they're not, you can call them and say, hey, guess what? I know people on radio shows that are talking about you, and they're spreading the word that you voted for infanticide, and you claim to be a conservative. You can claim to be a Republican, a pro-life. But here you are letting this bill die. Instead of saving the kids, you're saving your own hide because you think this is the way to go. That's what I think. Clowns are cowards. They think that, oh, in my district, they want that, though. So instead of standing up and being strong and voting for what's right, they vote for, because they it's crazy. I got to vote with my conscience. When I vote with my conscience on anything. So it doesn't matter. Like, it could be a Democrat that I vote for. I only voted for one in the last bunch of elections. He was a local guy, Jimmy. He was doing some great stuff. I knew him personally, but he was a Democrat. But he wasn't like this off-the-rails leftist Democrat. Like, he's like going to the range with his friends. He's down at the gun store. You know, he's like, yay. You know, he was all about the Constitution. He was just he was a Democrat. Democrats 50 years ago were Republicans, and Republicans were Democrats. I don't know. Maybe there was a flip-flop after they murdered John F. Kennedy. I'm not sure. But that, you know, I can't put anything past this government anymore. And wait till you see this 5G they're getting ready to roll out. It's going to microwave all of us. We're all going to die. Get your tinfoil hats ready, folks. Here comes 5G. I've been looking to get a professor. This professor out in Washington State, he's doing some scientific studies on the effects of 5G and cells and how it's going to affect people. And guess what? It's going to change us genetically. We are going to morph into like zombies. It's really going to happen. It's 5G is microwave technology, and the microwaves are just below the point of cooking. So we're just about there to be fried. And now everybody's got metal fillings. Think about that. When you put metal in the microwave, what happens? Uh-oh. And you're an old fart like me, your fillings are metal. What are they going to do? Am I going to fry? Are they going to turn on the 5G? Holy crap, who knows? That's a whole nother story and a whole nother show. I don't want to get off track here. I don't prescribe to the tinfoil hat theories too much, but I'm really hearing that this 5G is really bad. So get ready, folks. So anyhow.
Little humor in the midst of the seriousness, huh?
I tell people all the time my other job was a comedian, and I failed miserably because I'd be the only one in the room laughing at the jokes. It's kind of, think about that. You're on stage telling jokes, and you're the one laughing, and everybody's looking at you like, huh? At that point, I knew it. Stand-up wasn't for me. And I got a face for radio anyway, see? You got to keep it lighthearted. You got to laugh, man, because laughter is truly the best medicine. So if you can find some humor somewhere, you got to be humorous. I try. I can't help it. And I just love, I think if I can make people laugh, whether they're laughing at me or laughing with me, at least they're laughing. And that's it.
It's good medicine. It is.
I'm an old man now, so you can laugh at me and I can take it. Yeah. I'm officially in my 50s. Oh, my goodness. 51.
Oh.
I turned 51 this year. Oh, boy. My mind is
That's
like 13, but my mind is 13, 14. My body is 51. It's an old song. You can survive to 105 if you're young at heart. You know? Hey, I'm hoping to make it at least to 105. But with 5G technology getting ready to roll out, who knows? All right. Anyway, do you have websites where people can support your efforts, help you out, make donations, just show support or whatever the case may be?
I do. It is my name, clairecolwell.com. So that's clairecolwell.com. And then if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, my page is Claire Colwell Story Abortion Survivor. So please like and share. Thank you so much for having me on.
I think I came over to that page the other day. And your friend, they made a movie unplanned about your friend. I don't have her contact information. Send her my way. Maybe we can get her on also when we do this show on Unplanned on the 14th. I think is the date we're shooting for. I'm awaiting the email now. But we're going to talk about Unplanned, and we're going to all watch it. I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to review it, and I'm going to say, woohoo, that was great. God bless America.
Yes, everyone needs to watch Unplanned.
We have the right to make movies, and it's artistic expression, and they can't stop it. Although they will be trying really hard, I'm sure, once they see it themselves and go, oh, my God, we got to stop this. They're going to cut into our pocketbooks and our profits at Planned Parenthood. Who's going to donate to our campaigns if they have less money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what it is. It's really a big circle of cash. This guy's paying that guy who's paying this guy to get elected so that guy can pay this guy and pay that guy and the abortion clinics can get more money. It's all a big circle. Starts at the abortion clinic and ends there. Lobbyists and all these people. And it's all about money. Money's more important than the life of an innocent baby. Not at this house, I'll tell you right now. Not at Patriot Nation Radio. And folks, if you are pro-choice and you don't like my opinions, there are lots of shows that you can go and listen to. This is my position, and I stick to it, and I will not change. So I'm sorry if that offends
you.
But we are not politically correct, and we don't care if we are, and we don't care if people are offended. That's what's so great. You get offended, sorry, but I'm not sorry. There's the power of change the station.
Saying that there's that saying that if you're offending people, it means you're doing something right. So thank
right.
you for standing for what you believe.
If people, if you're not pissing people off, you ain't working hard enough. Work harder, people. Work harder. You know? God bless America. I truly feel that way. So real fast, my friend Dave Bray, he's really awesome. And I just feel like playing this song, and I would encourage you to listen to it. It's a song called Freedom Ring. It's basically a song of while you're sitting around chilling, remember the fallen who gave it their last breath defending your freedom. So as your freedom rings, remember the soldiers. And we'll be back. Claire, you could give out all your website information one more time before we go so people can get it and know where to find it. Here it is, Freedom Rings, DaveBrayUSA.com. Be back in 3 minutes, 33 seconds. And one ad. Good old YouTube. Freedom Rings.
For every soul from every war, cross the seas, run ashore, break every bolt, the last flag, the coffins are made, it's bad, break every dog, every star, the price is paid, for every gold. Simple remembrance, cherish his name, it will freedom bring. His final prayer, at last is mine. So it is said, the blood never die. For every soul from every war across the sea, on our shore, every soul on our back, coming to me, we hold that. Every dawn, every storm, that's right, for everyone, so remember you, cherish his name, your freedom ring.
It's a family sing along.
His mind. So we stand, the blood heroes never die, for every soul from every war, cross the sea. Run ashore, for every dawn, every storm, the price for everyone, so remember, cherish his name, your freedom ring.
There you have it, folks. Dave Bray, Freedom Rings. How do you like that song, Claire?
Loved it. Very, very nice voice.
Sorry. Went into some Lego thing. Yeah, it's a great song. You can get that song yourself. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's called Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, or you can go to DaveBrayUSA.com today and get a copy, your very own copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. He is the former lead singer of Madison Rising, now in a solo career and doing very well, making some really good music. God bless him. So one more time, Claire, give out all your information so folks can find you and join the fight against infanticide.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Before I go, I just want to say, if anyone that is listening has had an abortion, there is hope, there is healing. I have forgiven my birth mother. She has been able to forgive herself and find healing after her abortion. And so please seek out program that can help you heal from that. And then if you are working in the abortion industry, there is a way out, and Then There Were None can get you out. And go watch Unplanned. My website, I appreciate it if you would follow me on Facebook and through my website. There's a place you can donate towards my ministry and getting my story out there. But most importantly, just share my stuff, get the word out that abortion survivors exist. My website is www.ClaireColwell.com. And my Facebook is Claire Colwell Story Abortion Survivor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your time tonight. I believe that it's very important that the voice of the unborn have a voice, and especially a voice of someone who's actually been through the horror and survived. Thanks again, Claire.
Thank you. God bless you. Keep speaking up. I appreciate it.
And I'll keep you posted on the Unplanned show on the 14th of March.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have
All
a
right,
great
night.
You
too. God bless. All right. Well, there it is, folks. That's the real deal right there. There it is. I can't say much more than that, except for God bless America. We have the right to speak our minds still in this country. And so she is speaking, and she's standing up for those who don't have a voice. So God bless her. We've done a little early here tonight. And I hurt my back, and I got to get out of this chair. So this is my favorite part of the show. I'm going to go over the calendar, and we're going to do the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to hit the road. The calendar is as follows. Today's date is the 25th. So the 28th, I will be speaking with Paul Barker, Patriots on the Ground. They are getting ready to unify and build a group of Patriots who want to wave the flag and serve their country. He'll be coming on the 28th. Then on the on the 4th, we have the Common Core Diva, Lynn Taylor. She's going to be coming on talking about the new dropping of Common Core in Florida and what's been happening in the government as far as the takeover of our education system is in full swing. They are fully taking over our education. They tried with the healthcare, it failed. They tried with the banks, it failed. They're now trying with the education system, and it's going like a charm. They are blasting through all of this stuff. We're going to talk about that on the 4th of March. On the 7th of March, we have Linda Forsyth and Leonard Bacani. They'll be coming on. They are CVine International News Network. They are covering the internet, the military tribunals at Gitmo. Yes, there are military tribunals happening. They are underway. Just as you heard, there will be military tribunals at Gitmo. Well, they're underway. They're a little bit different than what we've been told, or what we perceived, or what we thought. The truth is coming out. Linda and Leonard are granted journalist passes, and they get to see on closed-circuit television in D.C. what's happening live at the trials, and they are taking notes and transcripts and writing everything down and bringing the truth from the military tribunals. There are folks out there that are saying they are also allowed to see these. They are not. There's very few, but they've chosen alternate media, not mainstream media, to cover this. And CVine International News Network is covering it. We have the founders. And then I have, you may have seen Ben Bergwam had a young lady on called, her name is Maddie. She's a high school senior, 18 years old, ready to graduate, and is being bullied by the school administration for wearing Make America Great Again hats or Trump t-shirts. And they've been really hassling her and dress coding her and suspending her and all this kind of stuff. She's coming on March 11th. And I do have, I believe, a date for the 14th will be Unplanned. the filmmakers of Unplanned, and possibly Claire Colwell will be joining us, and her friend, who the movie Unplanned is based upon, a woman who had worked in an abortion clinic for 9 years and came to the reality one day and said, oh, my God. That'll be on the 14th of March. So we're covered all the way to the middle of March. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much. And we are going to do right now Dave Bray, the Star-Spangled Banner, as heard on DaveBrayUSA.com's Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Don't forget PatriotShit.com, too, folks, for all your Patriot stuff. I joined the contest, and this guy legitimately sent me every patch he promised. PatriotShit.com. It's backwards right now, but because that's what the camera is. So you want to go to his website right now and get some Patriot shit. And, of course, LibertyRush.com. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Star Spangled Banner is performed by Dave Bray. Join us as I rise. As I rise for this wonderful show.
And one of the greatest trade secrets of all time, Colonel Sanders.
Folks, good night. God bless you. God bless America until we meet again this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Patriot Nation Radio. Good night and God bless.